Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. So moving on then to the consent agenda. This will make it items 1 through 7, and again, including the grants in the consent agenda. Do I have a motion?
Madam Mayor, to approve the
Councilman Allen.
Wow. So what I heard was motion by Councilman Couch, seconded by Councilman Allen. Is that correct? Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? So motion carries for that. Moving on to staff reports. I've been sending out bi-weekly staff reports. They're pretty detailed. So if you have questions, I'm going to encourage you to send those to the director of the department or departments to which you want to have your questions answered. And we will get back with you on that. I'll move on now to council reports. Are there any council reports at this time, starting with Councilman Jared Couch? Okay, I'm not hearing you, Councilman Couch. How about Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay?
I don't really have anything to report. Nope.
Okay. So, Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer?
No report.
Okay. Councilman Glenn Allen?
Nothing to report.
And Councilman Brendan McGoffin?
Nothing to report here. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. All right. The only thing that I am going to share is a letter that was received by our prosecutor, Pat Hayden, who said that he is going to be, he'll be done the end of May, and we have brought on Pete Gilbert to take over for him starting May 1st, and Pete Gilbert will be our new prosecutor. The other comment that I will make is you probably are following the governor's comments regarding reopening the economy. He was reporting again today and stating that he's going to wait until May 1st, I believe it is, before he makes that determination. So we'll know more then. Moving on to public comment, I just want to state that public comment period is closed. However, if there is anyone who would like to provide written questions or comments via email or by letter, please do so to the city. And just to let you know, we are currently exploring options to host meetings remotely. So please bear with us as we move through this time of quarantine, doing what we can to get these meetings up online. Thank you very much. Let's move on here to unfinished business. We talked about this 2 weeks ago, Ordinance 1955-20. It is the Sejouli Municipal Code. It's an amendment, and this is the second read. And Mr. Doug Merriman, I'm going to turn this over to you to discuss this.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So this is an ordinance for our accounts payable checks. And our process right now is we will input invoices and print checks and save them up for the next council meeting. What we run into many times is the due date on those checks will come up before we actually get a chance to take them to city council. This happens most of the time with payroll checks, not to our employees, but to the IRS and the state for payroll taxes. What we're wanting to do is see if we can change our process a little bit where we can input invoices, print the checks, and mail those out, and then still bring that voucher packet to City Council for approval. What that'll do is that help us be more timely on getting our payments out, and it'll save us some time as well on the staff side, because many times when we get that next invoice the following month, they haven't credited that payment from the prior month yet. So we have to manually adjust the invoice and then cut the next check for that. So what we're looking to do is save some time and to make it a little bit so finance isn't known for not paying their bills quite on time as much. The state auditor's office, we checked with them as well. And in section 3 of the BARS manual, that's the budget and accounting manual that they audit us by, they actually have a recommendation about cities doing this if they need to make sure that their cycle of payments works well. So the finance department would be very happy if you would consider approving this ordinance. And accordingly, our recommendation is to look for a motion to adopt ordinance number 195520 to amend the Central Woolley Municipal Code section 3.56.
Okay, are there any questions for Mr. Merriman? If not, I am looking for a motion to accept ordinance 1955-20.
Councilman McGoffin, I make a motion to adopt ordinance number 1955-20 to amend City of Cedar Woolley Municipal Code section 3.56.
All right.
Councilmember Kinzer, second.
All right. So I have a motion by Councilman Brendan McGoffin, seconded by Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer, to approve Ordinance 1955-20. It's an amendment to our municipal code. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Moving on then to the fiscal contingency policy. This is our second read, and this will be resolution 1048-20 if approved this evening. Mr. Merriman?
This is the next policy that we're looking at for finance. This is a fiscal contingency policy. And what this really is about is if we get into a situation where the economy changes and we have revenue changes that are significant, it puts a process in place where we do a little more fiscal oversight. We make adjustments that we need to, and we report those back to City Council. It's nice to have these in place a little bit before an emergency comes up, because then everybody knows that there's a policy in place and there's a procedure that we follow so that everybody is lined up and in tune as to what we should be doing. There are a lot of different sections in this policy. A lot of the things there, it puts a lot more onus on staff, particularly the city supervisor and the finance director, to take certain steps, say if a certain revenue like sales tax were to decrease a certain amount. So what's really good to do is just have something in place so we're not just reacting at the moment, but we actually have a strategy on how we want to approach changes. So I think just with that being said, I did send out a little bit of information on a late materials memo, plus I did email City Council on that, just to describe it a little bit more. So today what we're looking for is a motion to adopt the City of Cedar Woolley Fiscal Contingency Policy 2020-04.
Madam Mayor, Councilman Couch, I move to approve the City of Cedar Woolley Fiscal Contingency Policy 2020-04.
Do I have a second?
Councilman McGoffin, I second.
All right. Motion by Councilman Jared Couch, seconded by Councilman Brendan McGoffin to approve the fiscal contingency 2020-4. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Our last unfinished business this afternoon is the phase one of the Council Chambers AV upgrade. And Mr. Bill Chambers, I will turn that over to you.
Yes, this is kind of a pared down phase of the overall council AV upgrade. And Glenn and I spent some time going over some of the stuff that we felt like we really needed sooner rather than later. And with potential budget constraints, we decided to that this scope for the first phase made the most sense. It's basically giving us a better recording and presentation system and additional and better quality video, more cameras. We'll have camera inputs for the dais, for the staff, and for the audience, and also an input for whatever the presentation is. And then the city, Glenn and I, will provide a rack-mounted computer to host the meetings, and we'd like to continue to host them using GoToMeeting so that we can share the presentation desktop with anyone who's attending. And anyway, the specifics of the proposal are in the packet there. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those online or offline.
So are there any questions for Bill at this time?
Madam Mayor, I have one question for Bill.
Yes?
Bill, it's Jared. I just want to confirm that we're doing this phase, but our intention is still to proceed with what council
approved.
Yes, this is just the phase one that basically will allow us to upgrade the video component.
Are there any other questions for Bill? If not, I am looking actually just for a motion to authorize the city supervisor to accept the attached proposal from Avidex Industries, LLC, for phase one of the upgrade to the Council Chambers audio-video system.
Madam Mayor, Jared, move to approve the city supervisor to move forward with the necessary AV upgrades to Council Chambers.
All right. Is there a second?
Councilman McGoffin, a second.
Okay. So I have a motion by Councilman Couch, seconded by Councilman McGoffin, to authorize our city supervisor to move forward with phase one of the AV upgrade to the Chamber Council. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion carries, and we're kind of excited about this. Yes? Go ahead, Bill.
This is Bill. It looks like Chuck Owen is connected there, too. Chuck, is that you?
Yes, it is. I finally figured this thing out.
Okay, I just wanted to verify.
I've been watching the meeting.
All right, very good. So with that does end our agenda. Is there anything for the good of the order before we adjourn? If not, I bring this meeting to a close. Thank you, everyone. Have a good afternoon.
Bye-bye.
This conference is no longer being recorded.